Proclamation number 8204 of 2nd of July, 1962. Bad influence of immature souls from the beyond. The door to the kingdom of light is closed to all those who have not yet recognized the Redeemer from sin and death in me, i.e., who do not recognize Jesus Christ's act of salvation as such and thus also do not acknowledge my human manifestation in Jesus and thus me myself. And thus you can also understand that countless souls leave earth and enter the kingdom of the beyond burdened by their original sin, that they wander around in darkness or twilight and still stay close to earth, that they often don't know that they no longer live on earth and yet would like to express themselves through people again and therefore harass them in every way. And thus you are also given a reason for the conduct of many people who are influenced by such souls. Let themselves be carried away into the worst deeds. And the closer the end comes, the more noticeable this influence will become. For time and again people depart from earth who live and die without faith in Jesus Christ and are therefore not free from their guilt of sin when they enter the kingdom of the beyond. Who takes their evil thinking and their will, which is still turned towards the adversary, with them and are also influenced by him to oppress people according to their nature. And thus the earth is surrounded by an endless host of most evil spirits who know no other goal than to transfer all their vices and desires onto people and to weaken their will and also mentally influence people so that the rejection of the divine Redeemer also becomes stronger in them again and they're all in greatest danger of losing any faith they still have, who now doubt and turn away from Jesus Christ and therefore remain in deepest darkness and enter the kingdom of the beyond. Can you now understand why I admonish people time and again to take the path to the cross, to hand themselves over to Jesus Christ and to ask him for strength of will, for forgiveness of guilt and help in the battle with the adversary in order to become free from him? I only want to inform people that they are bound by their great guilt of apostasy from me and that they alone cannot break these chains, but only, with the help of the Divine Redeemer they can become free from his power. And this is the goal of their earthly life, yet people know little or nothing about it, and since they are close to the end they are in great danger of departing unredeemed from this world and thus entering the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed, where it will be very difficult for them to find Jesus Christ, even though this is still possible then. But as long as it is still possible to convey this knowledge of the Divine Redeemer to people on earth, the whole world of light will work towards it and exert its influence in my will to enlighten people about it, and I myself will convey this knowledge to earth so that people will receive enlightenment about Jesus Christ and his mission in all truth and turn to him of their own free will. For only then will they also recognize me myself in him and acknowledge me and thus also consciously take the path back to me which leads home, back into the Father's house. And many souls in the kingdom of the beyond will also participate in the instructions I myself give to people on earth who are willing to work for me and my kingdom. And thereby a light can also be kindled for these souls which can also facilitate, illuminate, their path of ascent on the other side, so that they, too, will learn the truth about Jesus Christ and his act of mercy and will no longer be defensive but call to him from the darkness for salvation, which will certainly be granted to them. And you humans can support this work of salvation by remembering the departed in intercession and by reciting the gospel to them yourselves, by addressing them and praying to them for clarification about Jesus and referring them to him when they are in darkness or in spiritual distress. And they will listen to you because every effort in love will be felt beneficially by them. And they will also change their will and consciously turn to Jesus, whom they now also recognize as Redeemer, in whom I embodied myself on Earth in order to be recognized and acknowledged by you humans. And you will not perish but come to the life which lasts forever. Amen.